Well, here we are. Here's something that I've talked about for a while, and remember I told you this. Anybody that's watched this program or listened to this program for any period of time knows that when Joe Biden came out and started celebrating that he had made a deal with the railroad unions, I said, there's no deal here. There's no deal until these contracts are ratified and there are a dozen unions in play. And if any one of those dozen unions says no to the contract, then we're facing a massive rail strike. Well, guess what? One of those unions didn't reject the contract. Two did. A rail strike could happen as soon as Monday, the 5th of December. Monday, the 5th of December, it could happen. The largest rail union rejecting a proposed labor contract with freight railroads, resulting in a potential nationwide freight strike. Two of the 12 unions involved voted Monday. The other union, the nation's second largest, which represents engineers, ratified its own contract. But the deal alone will not avert a strike, which could begin, like I said, December the 5th, raising concerns about further disruptions in supply chains, problems with the economy. It would be a disaster because also, after Joe Biden got rid of the Keystone XL pipeline and has blocked other pipelines, oil coming in from Canada comes how? By rail. Not the safest way to do it, but it's the only thing left after that disastrous and short-sighted decision by the administration to shut down pipelines. Pipelines are the safest way to move oil and gas and natural gas, but they don't care about safety. They care about virtue signaling. It's more important to them, you see. Well, here's your virtue signal. If the railroad shut down, which I told you from day one was a very likely possibility, it will disrupt, it will create havoc in this country. It will plunge us into a recession almost immediately. $2 billion a day will be lost, but more importantly, goods will not make it to the shelves. The price of gasoline, diesel, heating oil, all of it will spike almost immediately. I'll keep an eye on that. No question, the government will have to intervene to try to stop this strike again. The railroads have the upper hand. The unions, that is, have the upper hand on the railroads. Because if they strike and shut it all down, you're going to have to give in at some point. No way around it. Let's see. A couple of other things here. Speaking of telling the truth, CBS News has come to the realization after two full years or more that the Hunter Biden laptop is real and genuine. Was never part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Really? You mean, when we sat here and told you over and over and over that it was real and that the evidence on there implicated connections between Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, his uncle, and his brother, Joe Biden, his dad. The entire Biden family was involved in money coming from Russia, China, and of course, like always, Ukraine. Why do all roads of corruption lead back to Ukraine? I couldn't tell you that exactly, but if you look at the Russian dossier, Ukraine. You look at Hunter Biden, Ukraine. You look at this FTX mess with the second biggest donor to the Democrat Party, this kid who just took $16 billion and turned it into zero in 5 days' time. All of that money for the Democrats ran through Ukraine. Do the math. At any rate, here's a little bit of that report from CBS News. Listen.
Good morning, Tony. These House Republican investigations are coming, and that could be a challenge for the White House as we head into 2023 and 2024. The laptop data we had analyzed showed no evidence it was faked or tampered with.
Yeah, it was not fake. It was not tampered with. It's real for a very good reason. But the media continues to try to trick you about Hunter Biden. The media continues to try to divert your attention away from Hunter Biden. They don't want you to know that the president is involved here. They don't want you to continue to hear the name Tony Bobulinski. Tony Bobulinski came out in October 2020, held a press conference, said those emails are real. Joe Biden was at those meetings with me, he said. Joe Biden is the guy referred to as the big guy, getting 10%, taking a cut off the top, Do you realize that Hunter Biden owes at least $2 million in taxes right now? Who owes $2 million in taxes and is walking around free? And how are you so dumb, honestly, that this much money comes through the door and you don't pay $2 million in taxes? How dumb are you? You've got all this money. What, you, the prostitutes and the drugs were more important than paying your taxes and staying out of prison, apparently. Or, you know, my dad's the vice president, I don't have to pay taxes. Or whatever the play was. It's absolutely mind-bending that such a thing could happen. And remember, Hunter Biden is the smartest man Joe Biden's ever met. Smartest guy I've ever met. You need to get out more then, Joe. A lot more. If he's the smartest guy you've ever met, you need to get out more. A whole hell of a lot more. That is a fact. Let's see here. Patriot Foods. It's not too late. Patriot Foods. What a perfect idea for Christmas. PatriotFoods.com. It is American-made products, okay? American-made products. American farmers delivering to your doorstep. If you spend $100, you can get fresh and frozen fruits and vegetables depending on the season. Started with a blueberry farmer, Adam, in West Michigan. Best blueberries in the world come from Michigan. That's right. Ship to your doorstep. It's an amazing website. You've got candles and soap and fresh vegetables and frozen fruit, all sorts of different things. Amish meats and cheeses. It's remarkable. If you use the promo code America, you'll save 10%. If you spend $100, it's delivered to your doorstep. In this season of Thanksgiving, thank an American farmer. Thank an American farmer. Do it at PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. I'll be right back.